Well, Jesus says in our gospel reading for today, and he in fact says it twice, unless you repent, you will perish. Unless you repent, you will perish. How does that make us feel? I wonder if that's a very comforting message, especially on a Sunday that we call Vestry Sunday. Repent! Repent. For many people, they hear it as a message that is very threatening, challenging, judging. Do this or else. And we hear and we see that finger that wags. Do this or else. Sounds very harsh. But when we think about that word repent, what does it really mean? It's simple, really. I read an article this past week which really struck me, and especially in light of Vestry Sunday. And the article said, to repent is to turn around. And when Jesus says repent, he is saying, turn to me. Claim my life, bask in my love, relish my compassion, enter my mystery, change your mind. And I love that definition. And if we were to look at the Greek, repent literally means change your mind. And by extension, not only your mind, but also your heart, your soul, and your life. Frederick Buchner is a theologian. And he wrote this about repentance. He said, to repent is to come to your senses. I love that definition, to come to your senses. And it's not something that you do, rather it's something that happens. He goes on to say, true repentance spends less time looking at the past saying, I'm sorry, than it does to looking at the future and saying, wow, wow. And for me, when I heard that definition, there's something liberating, there's something freeing that we need to always remember, but that we especially need to remember and hold before us and be reminded of that truth as we come together on Vestry Sunday. The truth is, we need to be attentive to what we say we believe in. We need to ask ourselves, does our life together reflect that? Do our priorities reflect what we profess to believe in? Are we drawn together to experience the love of God in each other and in all those that we are called to serve? Can we say, wow, wow, with excitement and with enthusiasm about the future that we see in front of us? Do we really believe that God holds great promise and great possibility for us and our life and our ministry together here at St. George on Young? Even though we face obstacles and barriers and stresses and anxiety about resources or lack thereof. You see, for us to enter into repentance, Jesus calls us to think about what does it mean for us to come to our senses, to change our mind, to turn in some new direction, to enter our future with a sense of hope and love and optimism and companionship and joy and delight because of everything that God offers us in our life together in this place. To repent is to say with faith and with trust, wow, wow, God has something in store for us in our future. To repent is to say, wow, wow, God will give us the gifts. God will provide the resources that we need for that future that God is inviting us into. To repent is to say, wow, God is here with us and God is here for us as we move into that future that is right there in front of us. So some questions to ponder as we meet together today as Vestry. And especially questions that reflect that call to repent. How are we turning towards God here at St. George on Young? How are we transforming our own and people's minds and desires and hearts and souls? How are we bearing the fruit of mission that God invites us into? Are we hopeful? Are we excited about the future which God will bless us with and call us into and equip us for? Do we feel awe and amazement and gratitude by everything that God gives us? Thinking of the abundance of the resources we have rather than being caught up in what feels like scarcity. Do we respond with wow when we look to the future? Because we know it to be a future that is blessed by God. Because it is God who has called us to be in this place together. And it is God who has blessed us and endowed us with that precious gift of the Holy Spirit. The gospel doesn't end there with the call to repent. Jesus goes on, as he usually does, to tell a story. And that story, I think, speaks something about what it truly means to repent. Because what will be the sign that we have truly repented? Not our words, but our actions. Does what we do as a people of faith, does what we do as followers of Jesus Christ bear fruit? We are called to be like the fig tree in the parable that Jesus told in our gospel for this morning. And God grants us every opportunity to bear fruit, to boldly embrace the mission and the ministry that has been given to us as followers of Jesus Christ, to move forward with faith and hope and trust and boldness and with conviction, no matter what the barriers are. No matter what the stresses are, no matter what obstacles we feel are in our way. So let's hear and let's learn from the parable that Jesus told in our gospel reading for today. Because the fig tree was given the opportunity for renewal and life. And brothers and sisters in Christ, thanks be to God, we too are given the opportunity for renewal and life as well. May we know the blessing of the Holy Spirit upon us. May we trust in the guidance and the direction that the Holy Spirit offers us. May we grow into that people as faithful followers of Jesus Christ, doing the mission and the ministry that God invites us into. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, may you change our minds, our hearts, our directions, our souls. Let us receive the forgiveness and mercy that you so abundantly give to us. Nurture and nourish us in your grace, that we may bear the fruit of service and compassion. Inspire us to the action of mission and ministry. Rouse us from the sentiment and words only to new gospel activity in your Spirit. Help us to always trust in your grace, even as we live with realities that cause us stress, concern, and anxiety. Grant that we may serve you as a renewed and a confident people. Help us to always enter into the work you call us to, saying, wow, we are a people blessed by God. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.